Senator Bernie Sanders drew big crowds again this weekend, campaigning for the Democratic presidential nomination in South Carolina. But this wasn't just any campaign stop. Sanders was trying to strike the right chord in a community that has suffered two deadly racially charged events. Here's NPR's Sarah McCammon.
Bernie Sanders had planned to visit Charleston more than 2 months ago, but after the mass shooting at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in June, Sanders postponed that rally. Last night, he told supporters that racism is still a reality in the United States.
I am not just talking about the sickness of a man who could walk into a Bible study class in Charleston, pray with people in that room, and then take out a gun and kill 9 people.
The murders at the church known as Mother Emmanuel took place not long after the shooting of Walter Scott, a black man killed by a white police officer in April in neighboring North Charleston. The officer, Michael Slager, was charged with murder after a video surfaced of him shooting Scott several times as he ran away. That's where Sanders held his rally, calling for an end to what he described as institutional racism.
We are talking about Eric Garner. We're talking about Walter Scott, Freddie Gray, and many others. Many, many others over the years whose names we do not know.
Sanders also sought to connect issues he's long campaigned on, like raising the minimum wage and addressing child poverty, with racial justice.
This is an issue that cuts across the board. It impacts every race, and together we are going to end the shame of having the highest childhood poverty rate of any major country.
In the past, African Americans have made up more than half of Democratic primary voters in South Carolina, voters Sanders needs to win over in this key state to win the nomination. Joan Bryan of Charleston is in that majority.
The young people are overburdened with debt. They can't get an education. So many of our kids aren't even qualified to get jobs in South Carolina. We've got so many African Americans in prison. He touched on all the major points that are important to me.
Bryan liked what she was hearing, but the problem for Sanders this weekend is that he was making his case to mostly white crowds, even in North Charleston, where African Americans outnumber whites. Scott Huffman, a political scientist at Winthrop University, says it was important symbolically for Sanders to come to North Charleston.
I absolutely think that this was an effort to let African American voters in South Carolina know that he's not just the choice of liberal whites. He is the choice that he thinks African American voters in South Carolina would want as well.
Sanders has been highlighting racial issues in his speeches, partly in response to criticism from black activists. Black Lives Matter protesters have disrupted some of his campaign events in an effort to draw attention to what they describe as racism in the criminal justice system. Sanders also hired a young black woman, Simone Sanders, as his national press secretary. She says she'd like to see more African Americans at campaign events, but it's still early.
We'll be back to South Carolina, and I think when we come back, we will be seeing bigger and more diverse crowds, definitely.
For now, the senator from Vermont is meeting with community leaders, pastors, and activists in South Carolina. Last night, Sanders met with members of Charleston's Black Lives Matter group. They attended the rally, but did not try to shut it down. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, North Charleston, South Carolina.